Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's podcast, we bring you an experience sharing article from the 2022 Singapore Fa Conference entitled Never-Ending Journey of Clarifying the Truth by a Falun DAFA practitioner in Singapore. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 15th, 2023. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I have practiced cultivation in DAFA for more than 21 years. Over the years, I've persisted in clarifying the truth about DAFA and the persecution of countless Chinese people. I have helped many people understand the truth and encouraged many people to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its other organizations. Part 1. Clarifying the truth and encouraging people to quit the CCP. After the outbreak of the COVID pandemic, there were few people on the streets. Face-to-face truth clarification became harder because people were unwilling to speak to me. For a period of time, I was lost for words. The location that I often went to used to have lots of Chinese people, but the numbers dwindled during the pandemic. And I could merely convince one or two people to do the three withdrawals, and most of the time I had no success. Even so, I still persisted in going there for more than 2 years. Starting this year, after restrictions were relaxed, people came back. I was very relieved. 6 months ago, I went to another location that has many Chinese people. I talked to a man. "Are you Chinese?" He replied, "Yes." "How long have you been here?" I asked. "Quite a few years," he replied. "Then you must have done your three withdrawals," I asked. He did not understand what I was talking about, so I clarified the truth to him. He ended up withdrawing from the Youth League and the Young Pioneers. I was curious about why he was just hearing about this right now, so I asked him, "You've been here for so many years, yet no one told you the truth. How is that possible?" He said it was probably because his face was covered with red patches, and it made it hard for people to realize he was Chinese. I never gave up on any potential listeners. I saw a person playing with his phone in a corner, something typical of many Chinese people. But from his physical appearance alone, he looked local. I asked him curiously, "Are you from China?" "Yes," he replied. I didn't know if he was joking because his attire, hairstyle, and accent all looked and sounded local. "How long have you been here?" I asked. "For 20 years," he replied. So I clarified the truth and showed him pictures and told him about the Tiananmen Square massacre of June 4th, 1989. He listened intently and said that his cousin was a first-hand witness of the massacre and had been fortunate to escape overseas with an expired plane ticket. I said that it was probably because his family was kind and his cousin believed in deities, and the deities in turn protected him and blessed him with a safe departure. I helped the man withdraw from the Youth League and the Young Pioneers. I also encountered someone who had been living in Singapore for 16 years, but never quit the CCP organizations. I asked him why, and he replied, "I don't want to listen." "You must be a CCP party member," I asked. He nodded his head. So I told him the truth. In the end, he withdrew from the CCP, the Youth League, and the Young Pioneers. He told me, "I never wanted to listen to other people, but today I'm just willing to listen to you speak." I replied, "This must be a predestined relationship. especially in times when self-preservation is important. He thanked me profusely. I also encountered a Chinese person who told me that he had been experiencing bad luck in everything he did lately. He said that he knows Stafa is good because his family members used to practice, but they stopped after the persecution started. He was very young then and became shrouded in fear. In the end, he agreed to withdraw from the Young Pioneers. He thanked me repeatedly. "You should thank Dafa and Master Li, Dafa's founder," I said. He pressed his palms together and said, "I know, but if it was not for you telling me the truth, I wouldn't have the opportunity to thank Master. I still want to thank you." He also told me that he will be going back to China in 2 weeks. I told him the 9 auspicious words of Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, and told him to remember them. He asked me for the card with those words on it for safekeeping. "Aren't you going back?" I asked. "Yes, but you're giving me something so precious. How could I not hold on to it?" I also clarified the truth to a CCP member, and he listened to what I said. Another practitioner walked by with a few origami lotus flowers. The man became curious about them, so I called the practitioner over, and the practitioner also clarified the truth to him. He listened intently, but when we asked him to withdraw from the CCP, he refused and walked away. I thought it was such a pity, and asked Master for help. I chased after the man and said, "You've already listened and understood everything, yet you still don't want to quit. If justice cannot be served by mankind, it will be served by heaven. If you don't withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations, you will be a part of them. Do not be an unwilling scapegoat of such evil atrocities. I'm only asking you to detach from it mentally, but you can still keep the title in name, as long as you do not commit its evil acts." He finally agreed. Part 2. Master's Hint to Look Inward. In 2020, I wasn't able to go to the exercise site due to the lockdowns, so I could only practice at home in an empty room. I would study the Fa, practice the exercises, and adjust my movements in front of a mirror every day. I would also read experience sharing articles on the Minghui website. I slowed my pace to make sure I was studying everything with my heart. After cultivation, I had grown quite fond of the color purple. I would buy purple things so much that my daughter would give me purple gifts. One night before I dozed off, a huge gradient of purple color appeared before my eyes. It was so beautiful. Next to the color, I saw a switch. I realized that Master was reminding me to detach from my attachments. "Thank you, Master." Another night, when I was sending forth righteous thoughts, I saw a huge heart. Within it was many smaller hearts, each with a character look. I realized that Master was reminding me to look inwards to find my attachments. I started reflecting on my past, what I'd dreamed, seen, heard, and encountered. I realized I hadn't been cultivating my heart enough. In March 2022, both my son and husband had symptoms of CCP virus. Usually, I would recite the 9 words after sending forth righteous thoughts at night. When my son first caught the virus, I sent forth righteous thoughts and felt a strong boost of energy from my body. When my husband got the virus, I was also protected with strong energy. I recited, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." As I recited, all 9 words would appear before my eyes. This had never happened before. In Master's recent article, "Stay Rational," he said, quote, "Genuine Dafa disciples all carry energy and are themselves beings who eliminate karma and eradicate germs. End quote. Master's Fa teaching strengthened my righteous thoughts and stabilized my heart, which had become unsettled after two of my family members caught the virus. Since I was young, I have disliked dirty, bad smells and diseases. I realized that these are all attachments that I need to get rid of so that I can better assimilate to the characteristics of the universe, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and also better put others before myself. My husband fell ill again 2 days later and had to undergo surgery before being hospitalized for 7 or 8 days. I visited him twice a day. Hospitals are so crowded, so dirty and smelly, yet I did not notice any of that. My attachments from my childhood were gone. One of the after effects of getting the COVID was that my husband found it hard to fall asleep. During his hospitalization, he lost 7 kilograms, about 15 pounds, due to lack of sleep and solid food. Though he was a staunch atheist, after a few weeks of sleep deprivation, headaches, and lethargy, he felt immense fear and asked me what he should do. I told him that since he couldn't be cured by the doctors, he should give Zhuan Fa Lun a try and ask Master to help him and also recite the 9 words. He could fall asleep a bit after reading Zhuan Fa Lun for the first time, and his condition improved more after his second time. My husband enjoys drinking and has many drinking buddies, so he wasn't able to finish his 3rd read of Zhuan Fa Lun. I felt that it really is hard for Master to save people, and I hoped that my husband would continue reading Zhuan Fa Lun. After my husband came home, I took great care of him for 2 more months. During the pandemic, I stayed home to study the Fa, practice the exercises, and read articles on Minghui website. I reread Master's articles and looked inward. When Hong Yin 6 was published, I and my Fa study group read it twice, and each time reading it, I gained a deeper understanding of the teachings. Whenever I faced some Xinxing issues, Master's teachings would resurface. Once the charger for my music player for the exercises broke, I thought it was the batteries, so I asked a fellow practitioner for a new one. I started charging it when I got home. The battery light was green. I continued charging, and the battery swelled. I wondered if the practitioner had given me the wrong one. Then I understood that I needed to let go of the attachment to self-interest. That practitioner helped me with many things, and I needed to be grateful. It's nearing the end of Fa rectification. I need to treasure this opportunity to cultivate and practice more diligently. Thank you, Master, for your protection and enlightenment. I am very grateful to you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Following is an experience sharing article entitled Master Li's Article, How Humankind Came to Be, is a Heaven-Sent Treasure by a fallen Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on Mingwei website on March 9, 2023. Mr. Li Hongzhi, founder of Fallen Dafa, published an article titled How Humankind Came to Be in January 2023. The article reveals the heavenly truth to everyone in the world. I realized this was a prelude to the Fa rectification process in the human world. We practitioners must keep up and help more people learn the truth and be saved. In addition to reading the Fa, sending forth righteous thoughts, and making truth clarification materials every day, I go out to talk to people about Falun Dafa face to face and help them quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its affiliated organizations. I also bring copies of Master's new article and offer it to people. I usually say, this is the first time that Falun Dafa's master has spoken to everyone in the world, and every word is a heavenly message. It is your good fortune to read it. Most people's eyes shine when they see the article's title. Many people accept it joyfully, saying they would read it, and they sincerely thank me. I then told them that they will appreciate Master's great compassion when they witness the truth in the future. When I talk to people about Falun Dafa, I find many people have seen through the destructive nature of the CCP. They are looking for the truth. I'd like to share some of the touching stories with you. One day, I went to the countryside to talk to the villagers. It was cold, and I didn't see anyone on the street. I then looked for people in their yards. I passed a house and heard someone talking. I greeted them, and one person asked what I wanted. I said, I want to give you some information on how to keep safe during the pandemic. I handed him the Mingwei Journal along with an amulet and gave him a printed copy of Master Li's new article. He happily accepted it. However, the other person was hesitant and did not want it. Before I said anything, the one who accepted the material said, take it. You know what? Many people are reading Falun Dafa materials now, and even the heads of our village accepted Falun Dafa materials. So what are we afraid of? Hurry up and take it. Take it. The other person then accepted it. I asked them if they joined the party. They said, no, the CCP is corrupt and has never done anything good. We didn't want to join. I said, it is a good thing that you are not CCP members. I then advised them to quit all the CCP-affiliated organizations they joined, and they happily quit the Young Pioneers. When I left, the two men walked me to the gate and repeatedly said, thank you. Thank you. I saw a middle-aged couple walking across the street. I greeted them and asked, can I share a special article with you? Before I could finish, the man interrupted me and said, do you have Master Li's recent article, How Humankind Came to Be? I am looking for it. I heard about the article from other people. I want to read it. I said, I am here to bring this article to you now. He was thrilled when he saw it and said, this is a heaven-sent treasure. It's a blessing for me to receive this article. He repeatedly thanked me. I said, don't thank me, but thank my master. He hurriedly said, yes, thank you, Master Li. I saw an old lady gathering firewood in a village. I went over and greeted her. When she looked up, I noticed her face was full of deep wrinkles. I asked, Auntie, why are you outside on such a cold day? She said she was in her 80s and went out to gather a little firewood. I briefly told her about Dafa, gave her an amulet, and asked her if she was a party member. She said she had joined the Young Pioneers. I told her about quitting it to stay safe. She agreed. I thought, maybe I don't need to tell her about Master's new article. It is so cold outside, so she should hurry back to the house. In addition, she may not read, and even if she reads, her vision may not be good. When I was about to leave, I thought, these are all my notions. I shouldn't think that way. I immediately asked her, can you read? I have the article that Falun Dafa's master recently published. Before I could say anything else, she replied with great excitement, I want it. I can read. She accepted the article with both hands and carefully put it in her coat pocket. This scene moved me. My eyes moistened and I thought, what a good person. What a precious person. One day I greeted a woman and handed her a flyer. When she realized that I was distributing information about Fallen Dafa, she immediately became impatient and told me to leave. Her behavior and attitude did not move me. I remembered Master's words. Master said, quote, "Mercy can melt heaven and earth into spring. Righteous thought can save people of the world," end quote. Fa rectifies the cosmos from Hongyin 2. I smiled and said, "I came to you in the cold weather to tell you how to stay safe. This is the most important thing for our family, isn't it, sister?" Her attitude eased up. I said, "I also brought you an article that Fallen Dafa's master recently published. Every word is the truth. No one has ever revealed why human beings exist. Why do people come to the world? Why are some people rich while others are poor?" At this point, her attitude changed completely. She smiled and said, "I want the information. I will take a good look. Thank you." I helped her quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Master leads us forward with great compassion. Many people are still eagerly waiting to hear the truth. Only by following Master closely can we fulfill our vows and live up to the expectations of all sentient beings.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.